You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and I caught up with the Palestinian Film Festival director, Nasir Chatour, who is the convener of the 11th Palestinian Film Festival. The collection of films that I've seen are just magnificent, magnificent films, and worth your going out and buying tickets to any of them, as far as I can make out. November the 3rd to November the 6th at Nova. So let's hear what Nasim had to say. Fascinating stuff.
Thank you very much for spending some time with me talking about this year's Palestinian Film Festival. Tell me, how did you become involved in being part of the Palestinian Film Festival this year? This is the 11th. So tell me about your role.
Yeah, well, actually, I had the opportunity to start that, to be one of the founders of the festival. In fact, the festival is a production of cultural media as a non-for-profit cross-cultural organization promoting Arabic literature and Arabic in Australia. We started 2007, actually. This is the 11th edition, but we missed a few years because of COVID and over the years. And we started it as one-off event, and obviously it had a lot of engagement with the from the community and a lot of impact, and we've been asked by the community to keep doing it, and hence we are in the 11th edition, and we're still doing it, and expanded the program, and we expanded the cities from Sydney to Sydney and Melbourne and Adelaide, and then now we are almost national, except Northern Territories. Hopefully soon we'll go to the Northern Territories. There's also some demand to go actually regional, but we're still a small organization. We're still a small festival, a niche festival, with a unique program. And while we have a lot of demand on our content, we don't have the means to expand the way our community or our audience would like us to expand.
Now, there's been a lot of international heavyweight negative attacks on the Palestinian people, and there's a lot of money behind espousing the Zionist cause, I'll have to say. And so, of course, having a film festival is all about building intercultural understanding and promoting Palestinian life and changing the message, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's go back to some basics. The purpose of the festival is to create a platform to put forward the Palestinian narrative as per the Palestinian filmmakers and storytellers. Palestine over history, over the history of the last 70 years, has been denied as an identity and as a culture and as people. So the film, the film industry or the film festival, if you like, it creates that virtual state or virtual identity and realistic identity, and it has a lot of impact on the community. When we reaffirm that identity through films and literature and culture, emphasize the memory that we hold close to our heart and our mind, and also allows us to imagine the future. While we're doing that, we engage in the wider community, the Australian community in general, with all of its aspects. Our audiences are mixed, totally mixed, from the left politics to the right of politics, from the extreme religious to the atheist. We have a really, from young to old, we had, a truly mixed audiences. And so while we, our mission is to create that space for the Palestinian narrative and Palestinian storytellers. you know, that's really our mission. And allowing Australians to see Palestine outside the political news item, from a news item, or from the prism of the news. It's showcasing Palestine with all its beauty and faults. We are a normal people, like every other people, have aspirations, they have disappointments, and we have challenges. We have an occupation, and we have to liberate ourselves from that occupation. And films is one of the tools to say our story.
World. But the films are just so fantastic. I mean, I've only seen three of the films, and they're not only are they diverse, but they're absolutely gripping films. The films, the first one that you're going to show on opening night is called Fata, and it's a story from a person's real life, and it takes us straight back to 1948 at the Nakba, and it's the most unbelievable personal story, but it's so beautifully rendered.
Yes, it's a beautiful story, and this is the story that it's emerging. And as you know, good art doesn't come from a happy place most of the time. The Palestinian industry and the Palestinian film industry is not necessarily from Palestine. I mean, that film, Farha, is actually a Jordanian production, and Jordan Oscar nominee for 23. So, as you would know, the film industry is a collaboration and between multiple countries or multiple companies or multiple, there's a lot of input into that. So, however, the story is about Palestine in that particular film. And it allows the community to deal with this intergenerational trauma because of the Nakba. It allows us to see what has happened and how the person has dealt with it. I mean, not necessarily resolved it, and you can't resolve it when something is broken, but you have to sort of repair yourself and repair the community and repair the nation and go forward. And that's sort of what the film is trying to do.
You brought up a couple of things. The fact that there's collaborations, a lot of collaborations, partnerships in the making of the films, but also that film in particular, Farha, is really interesting because it's told from a story that someone told. That was their life. That was part of their life story. And it's being remembered. And because it's now, as you said, 70 years, it's fascinating to see how language and art and film passes on culture.
Yes. And something interesting about that film, that the director is very young. The main actress also is very young. And the story, the true story about a young girl. So you have a newer generation, a third or fourth generation, coming to terms with the Nakba and producing art and story about the Nakba. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's an award-winning film.
It is really fascinating, that film in particular, but also the other films I saw are fascinating for the interiors of the houses and the clothes that people wear. And, I mean, it's not like we're watching people in a, like animals in a zoo. We're watching people alive in their landscapes, in their lives, in their clothing, in a way that is quite fabulous, I think. I found that really, really wonderful.
Yeah. I think the director and her team did a wonderful job in presenting the scene as it was. They went back to 1948 with a true presentation of what, you know, how people lived and that particular village. I mean, obviously that wasn't a city, that was a village where a story took place. It did not try to over dramatize the story or under-traumatized. We not trying to play the victim, for instance. It was such a true, slowly narrated story to its truth and its value. And I think that was, because it was genuine, it was true, you know, that the story, the film was very, very successful.
Yeah, vivid, really vivid. And then the other film I saw was Who Does Stallone, which is an absolutely unbelievable dissection of how patriarchy undermines a society in struggle.
Hani Abu Asad, the director of Huda Salon, obviously director of other award-winning films such as Omar and Paradise Now, he always tried to bring in the contradictions within the community in Palestine and on the backdrop of the occupation. So it's not only the occupation who's the Palestinians faced with. They have their own, you know, internal problems and struggles that they have to also overcome. Patriarchal issues, for instance, women's rights and freedom in general and democracy. That all underpinned by the occupation, because occupation is like, you know, the tip of the iceberg, which filters down through the whole artery of the society. But that film was also based on true events, not necessarily true story, true events. And it because it's, you know, because it's sort of true, and it's allows a woman in a society where she's against the wall, she doesn't have a lot of options. It's quite gripping and it's quite an interesting film.
Isn't it?
Not to everyone's liking, but...
It's very brave. That's one of the things that struck me about people who, one, have such incredible filmmaking and storytelling skills. Like, these are very complex films and beautifully made and amazing actors, just absolutely fantastic acting and writing. So very high-level filmmaking. And under siege, having to deal with such terribly brutal facts, it appears to translate into the movies where they're incredibly brave filmmakers. Like, that's an incredibly brave film to make.
Yeah, it is a brave, but being brave also, you know, attracts criticism. And that film did attract a fair level of criticism from the Palestinian community.
Well, they would. They'd think,
you know,
that.
So,
yeah,
they criticized it, they denied it. But that's come, you know, part of having a vibrant society.
Yes, that's what's so powerful about it. It's amazing. What a great festival. And the next one that I saw, which is sort of a different type of film, sort of a dark comedy, really, Mediterranean Fever. That is an extraordinary film.
It's a different genre. Mahal Haj, the director, she's really gifted. That's her second feature film, and it won awards at Cannes Film Festival and was debuted at the Cannes Film Festival last year. We are happy to present this film at our program this year. That film sort of, takes a Palestinian issue into another level, into, you know, how even when you have a normal life, you still don't have a normal life because of, you know, and you got everything, you know, you have a job and you have a family and you're living in a contained way. You still have the issues of occupation, the issues of trauma and history and lived experience, and you, how you deal with it, and how it transacts into your also family. and neighborhood and what have you. So it's a quite interesting film. It's, I guess, quite sophisticated in some level for films. I mean, some of the feedback I got on this film is like, oh, you know, is it really a Palestinian film? And then that comes to the, you know, takes us to the question, what's a Palestinian film? How can you define a Palestinian film? Is it has to be like a war-top film? Can it be, you know, can it be, you know, artistic film? Yeah. Can it be an abstract, can be a poetic film? Yeah. And again, we put again in a pigeonhole, like, ah, oh, this is Palestinian film. Oh, no, this is not a Palestinian. Or sometimes they tell you, this is not Palestinian enough.
Yeah. I love the fact that we went down to Lake Galilee, you know, like all these locations in a part of a domestic world that they live in, which have come, you know, from a Christian background, it's all this, the Bible landscapes, but we're taken there in a completely different context. I love that. It's just fantastic. It's good for us to see it this way. And I must say, I always fancied Chekhov myself, but that quote about I couldn't make up my mind if I'll have a cup of tea or commit suicide was just probably underlies this entire film. Very dark.
Yes.
But very
yes,
comic.
Yes. Yeah, very dark. But yeah, and when life and death blur in society because you live in a very confined space. And when an artist takes that and makes it a film or makes part of a film as an input from a film, it's a quite powerful.
Yeah, very powerful. I haven't seen any of the others, but it sounds to me that, I mean, I know that there's a documentary as well. And anyway, it's a small but perfectly defined festival running from Thursday the 3rd of November to Sunday the 6th of November. How many films are there? Because those three are just a knockout.
In Melbourne, we are screening 7 films and hopefully after the festival, we might be able to have additional films if it depends how we go with that. We have a lot of materials because, you know, because of COVID, we didn't screen for the last 2 years. We have a lot of materials, but obviously we need to make sure, you know, we are able to run them and in a way that our community and the audience is able to actually participate.
Well, it's incredibly illuminating on Palestinian life and artistic expression. But if you're just a filmmaker or a film buff, these films are just so out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Great job.